Bit.
How's it going?
Oh no, it's Biden. It has a little bit of an echo, because it's like not soundproof. I have the windows open, but there's I use Podcastle, and they have like an AI thing that will remove all of that fun stuff. And hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of How to Do Drugs. I am your host, Aaliyah Janine, and it's Easter. It is Zombie Jesus Day, which I'm very excited about. And today I have on Becky Rodriguez.
Hey.
It's like the quiet. You are going to have to talk a little loud.
I will.
Okay. And Lee Marie is here as well, everybody. I like saying Lee Marie.
I was in college. They put me in a girl's dorm because they thought my name was Lee Marie.
How'd that work out?
Kicked me out of media.
It is spelled that way, and I am slightly retarded. Let me. I've heard it a million times.
No, everybody fucks it up.
I still call my friend Shauna Shayna sometimes, and she gets very upset by it. Shout out Shauna Christmas.
You guys would be friends. The tall ladies.
Yeah. No, she is. I think she's like 6'1".
Yeah.
And I have this thing, and I think, and she has it too, is that when tall women specifically, when I see another woman who is taller than me, it's not because of high heels. My first thought is, am I going to have to beat this bitch up? For some reason, that's just where my brain, because it's a threat. It's someone bigger than me.
Yeah, that's how I feel as a man.
Yeah. Hello, man. Very good friend.
I feel so protected by tall ladies.
Yeah,
I'm like 5'1", so it's security. I love a tall lady.
I have my best friend Stephanie is 4'11", so she is exactly a foot shorter than me. Yeah, no, I think that is a dynamic. I think you do see a lot of really tall people, their best friends, shorter people.
Yeah.
It's like called, it's balance, It's like the yin to their yang.
It's like big dog, low dog.
Yeah.
little dog.
So you just recently moved down.
Yeah, a couple months ago. Also, you're doing a great job of talking and listening to yourself. Because like, this is it would trip me up to be talking and then hear myself talking.
Oh, yeah, the way this is. So I thought I had another mic. I do not. I only have two mics. So it's a Zoom recorder, so it has, like, an outside.
Some picker-upper.
Yeah, basically. So I'm the only one who has headphones on, so I can make sure that it sounds all right. Even though people have listened to this podcast, I am deaf. sometimes this sounds pretty fucking weird. We'll see how this one turns out.
Yeah.
Podcastle, it does get rid of a lot of stuff. So we'll see the AI stuff. I don't really trust AI stuff.
Yeah.
Are you into it?
Yeah, I love AI, but I'm not like I don't trust it to control my life.
Yeah,
but I trust it as an employee.
Okay, you know? Okay.
Like, AI can work for me, but it can't be my wife.
There we go. What do you use it for?
Posters, bios. It's the best for bios.
Dude, writing a bio is honestly, especially if you're writing it about yourself, it is the most cringe-worthy thing to have to write about yourself.
Yeah. Like telling a tale.
Yeah.
He first started comedy in the hard streets of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where him and he just made a couple Amish guys laugh. That's bullshit.
Yeah, because you have to, like, give yourself, like, props and tell people how amazing you are. Yeah. You hate yourself. That is difficult to do. That's difficult to do. So, on holidays, I think this may be one of the first Easter. Oh, no. Normally on Easters, I go out and get drunk.
Nice.
I think that's what I've done. But for a lot of my other holidays, we make food. We drink a lot.
She decorates so well, guys. Every holiday, she has a full getup.
There's two bowls of jelly beans.
There's two. Yes. Okay, actually, I left like the bunny rabbits because I got rid of like, because my mom used to send me Easter baskets pretty much up until I stopped talking to her, which was like 2 years ago. And I am 45 now. So
that's a lot.
I was getting a, which is fine. No, I told her until the day she dies, she has to give me Easter baskets. But I have like little stuffed bunnies and stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm going to leave those out because they're already in the Goodwill bag. I'm like, I'm not digging them out. I'm not fucking bringing them back in. They're already outside. They're already outside. But Becky has been here. Well, we spent all of the holidays together, Thanksgiving, at the Creek, Christmas here, kind of New Year's, not really New Year's.
No, half of us got together.
What kind of New Year's? What happened?
New Year's, I made ribs in the slow cooker.
Ooh.
And I got Terry Black sauce.
Oh.
And I soaked him in beer overnight before. Yeah, no, I know how to cook.
That sounds good.
Yeah, they were real, real good. And then we did some acid and walked around. Most of my holidays involve hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
And food. When I lived in New York, that, you know, we would have a couple of like the orphan comics come over and order food. And now I've continued that tradition here at Austin. I feel like the holidays are the perfect time to do hallucinogenics, especially the Jesus one.
It's a good day of reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just think about church.
On church.
Yeah, I feel like you're allowed to relax on a holiday. Like,
yeah. Supposed to.
Even if your life was really hectic.
Yeah.
It's like mandated that you chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, I chill the fuck out every day because every day is a holiday in my world.
Okay.
Who's that? Carol Burnett.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then that's Phyllis Dillard when she posed for Playboy and she like begged them to pose for Playboy. They took pictures, but they never.
Wait, was B. Arthur a guy? Or was that like a joke?
B. Arthur? No, wasn't she the character from The Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. Oh.
Oh, no, they used to fuck with her and say she was a man because she was so tall. Yeah, she had, like, the deep voice. So
I don't know why I thought that was real.
No. She's actually a woman, but she could pass as a trans woman. I've been at that before.
As a trans woman is so funny.
Yeah, I'm trans-passing. I can look like a drag queen sometimes if I do like a full fucking like extra makeup and shit and I wear like stilettos.
People ask you that even with your previous life?
Well, I mean, this is also the like sometimes there's been one time I was in Dallas and we went to a drag show and I walked in the bathroom. I was just wearing regular heels.
Yeah.
And one of the chicks in the bathroom's on like, what's the drag queen? And I was like, no, these are real.
Rum bathroom, honey.
Yeah.
That's what the lady said to you.
I like, when I go to the bathroom at like a unisex bathroom, I'll actually put the seat up when I leave just to confuse people.
Yeah. That's
funny. But also, ladies, this is a fun trick. If you just put the toilet seat up, you're not going to have to worry about it being covered in piss. I mean, even though we hover over it anyways, but it's much nicer to hover over a not wet toilet. I feel like.
I don't even know how women pee.
We hover.
I've never like watched it. I don't think I ever want to watch it.
You've never done
it. I mean, that's the thing I want to see.
It's an acquired thing.
I should work good. It's keeping us young. We have to balance, you know?
Yeah.
I wait for a minute.
Oh, yeah. No, like women, especially if you're going out a lot, your 20s, no, we learn squats. And it's pretty much just from hovering over public.
Yeah, and how do women not get cold?
Cold?
We're
cold.
Like,
we're literally always cold.
Yeah. How do you, like, I don't know. I don't get how, like, girls go out and they're, like, in nothing, but they're still, like,
Attention. It's called low self-esteem. And that keeps us real warm. The lack of self. Oh, because I've been one of those girls in like the dead of winter and like high school wearing a mini skirt and shit. But also, if you're from like winter states, like the cold doesn't affect you the same way as it does, you know, someone from the south who like goes to Wisconsin or even Canada. Yeah, no, we're built different.
It's a different cold up there, though.
Yeah, no, it's a bitter. It cuts through your bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
Been there. Mine's 40 for like weeks on end.
That's upsetting.
So
this is going to be my first summer here, and everyone keeps warning me about it.
You never been in the south in the summer?
No.
Because you're originally from Philly or Lancaster.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is a...
I heard it's a mess.
It can be... You fry eggs outside. You can actually bake cookies and shit.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes when you breathe, it will burn your nose hairs. Have you ever been in like a dry sauna before?
Yeah.
So it's basically a dry sauna where it's hard to breathe. So I'm
gonna need new moisturizer.
Yeah, a lot of lotion and sunscreen. It's been pretty rainy here though, so I don't know. It depends.
I just started like going places.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't like I was like real poor.
When you first got here.
In life. I literally wasn't able to start a traveler, I think, until I was like 30.
Okay.
I think that's normal.
No.
And that's cool. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Nowhere.
No.
Just nowhere fun. It's all because of comedy.
But I mean, that's still one of the reasons why I liked dancing was because I got to travel for work.
Yeah.
And even if it was just like random cities like Indianapolis or something, a lot of people never leave their small town.
Yeah.
So you have already done. And the United States compared, like it is so big. Like,
did you ever go to Reading?
Reading.
Pennsylvania?
No. Nope. I've been to some other pretty weird, obscure places. Elko, Wisconsin, which is where my grandparents are from. That's like an unincorporated town, but they have a grocery store, a bowling alley, and a gas station, and like two churches.
Yeah, is the grocery store called like Jeff?
It's like dollar. It's like a general store. I think it's like general store or something like that, where you can then you get everything there. Kind of very small, random towns. I've been to almost every state, which is cool. But
very fun and cool.
But my dad was a truck driver, so that was easy to accomplish. No. Yeah, that was easy to accomplish. Maybe a little bit of a foot up, but I like driving. Have you always driven?
Yeah, I drove here. I drove here like straight through.
Yeah.
From Philly, 30 hours.
You didn't stop at all, get a room?
No, I just stopped at Bucky's to get more Celsius's.
I've done the drive from New York to Wisconsin and Chicago straight through. That's about 15 hours. But I've
That's a brutal drive.
But I've had a lot of cocaine and Adderall to make sure that I made it all the way through.
Celsius? It might be cocaine. Celsius might be cocaine.
I've never tried Celsius. It's like an energy drink, right?
It's like 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Oh, that is an insane amount of caffeine.
No sugar, though.
Okay. Isn't that like stopping people's hearts, though?
I have six of them.
Oh, my God. Right? Dude, when you're on the road, though, it's a different... Because you're in a weird zone, especially if you're driving through, like, you're buzzed. Like, you stand up. It's a weird...
So Celsius singing Bruno Mars is holding down with me. I was having a time.
I love long road trips. Yeah. They're some of my favorite things to do, especially, like, if you can have a good road partner. Like, you learn a lot about people when you travel together as you've known.
Yeah, I've been traveling for 2.5 years. We started in New York and we went down through Texas to the end of Baja, Mexico. And then we lived in California for a bit. And now we traveled through New Mexico to get here. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The highways in America are stunning. That's I'm so surprised. Usually I hate the drive.
Yeah.
Because it like I hate sitting down. But
well, you've also lived in New York, right? So you driving there is it's competitive, you know, it's not long haul driving.
But I kind of miss that traffic. Like it's only 35-ish, so like you can judge things a lot easier than when like here people are going 85 on the highway and like they drive like fucking assholes.
Yeah, they don't know how to drive and they could drive as fast as they want.
It's alarming.
It is alarming. Honestly, it's tough being one of the best drivers in the state. I'm not gonna lie. I really have to hold it down when I'm on the road. Just telling people. I have my arm out the window sometimes. I'd be like,
no, you first.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just like, why are you guys so fucking retarded?
Nobody beeps. That's why.
And no turn signals. I mean, Louisiana, New Orleans, they do not use their turn signals. We call them blinkers.
Blinkers.
We call them blinkers. Blinkers. Well, Wisconsin is the dirty south of Canada.
You're like my second cousin.
The blinkers, yeah, nobody uses turn signals in the South. They're just like, oh, right turn or left turn. I'm like, and every time I act like I'm going to hit them, but that's like physically harm them because you want to.
It's like, hurry up.
Oh my God. So you were, before we started the podcast, you said that you had a very interesting story about.
Oh, yeah. It was the last time I did.
Cocaine.
I'll never do it all night again.
No, how many are you a big coke user?
No,
yeah,
just like, you know,
randomly
when, you know, when it's a really really when like the party's really really good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
But yeah, there was in Philly, it was at my friend's house and we were in the basement doing a bunch, and I went upstairs and I saw the man of the house with like a bunch of ladies in his room. And I went downstairs in like the main room and saw the lady of the house with a bunch of dudes. And I was like, yo, they fucking swing. And then like, I walked out back. I was too high. I needed some air.
Yeah.
And then they showed up and I started talking to her cousin before that.
Okay.
And he was right there. I didn't know, but I was just talking. And then I went to him. I was like, yo, dude, you're a fucking bull, aren't you? And he was like, what? I was like, you guys swing. You're a bull. She's a... whatever.
Well, whatever is pretty important.
Yeah, yeah. For the fact you know certain terminology.
I know, I can't remember what it's called right now. I'm pretty hot. I know the terms. I'm nasty. but yeah, she was like, what? And he was like, what? And I was like, y'all fucking freaks. And I started laughing.
Oh my God.
And then they walked away. And then my friend was like, yo, you gotta go. You gotta get an Uber. They said you can't stay. I was like, oh, is it because of the bull thing? It's a compliment, I guess. I don't know.
It's a compliment. Well, yeah.
I was like, it's a compliment, I guess. You're holding it down, dude.
What time was this around?
Oh, it was 6 in the morning, too. Okay. I was talking. Yeah. That was the first time it was like ever lately, all-nighter
and at like a party with people that you didn't really know. Yeah, cocaine is one of those drugs that you do kind of want to be around people that you know, that you're comfortable around, especially if you're going to be up till 6 o'clock in the morning. No one looks good and we are cracked the fuck out.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Like, yeah, how can you be met? Yeah. 6 in the morning, some stranger left peacefully.
right you did. Yeah. You just called him out. And they just, you know, they don't want to be accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
So.
They know I seen them on Reddit. No.
Reddit is such a horrible place. I never go on Reddit.
My only social media. I love it.
Shut up.
Reddit is actually probably the most peaceful place online.
Oh, maybe for y'all.
Well, yeah. Don't cite your name.
Yeah. No, that is... It only took one time. I'm kind of a quick learner with some things. I'm like, oh, no. But I mean, I know that there's some decent stuff on Reddit. I know that the guy who like created Reddit or whatever.
Serena Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. I know that tidbit of fucking random information.
I saw a video of her talking to her kid in French, I think.
Okay.
And it like made me very sad. I don't know why.
Why?
Because she's bleaching her skin. She's teaching her child how to be white.
Oh, no.
Who hurt you, Serena?
I didn't know that she was bleaching her skin.
She looks like she's ashy all the time now. You never seen her recently?
No.
She used to be so chocolatey.
Yeah.
Nice chocolate, but now she's like ashy. This week.
I wonder, too, if it's like cameras and stuff like making, you know, with like the glow and all the fucking edits that they have.
Yeah. Or it could be a makeup change, you know, because it shows up when the flash.
All right. So wait.
Yeah. Flashes and stuff like that does.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When girls get the shark nose, is that makeup or the surgery?
Could be makeup. Makeup is easy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called contouring or contouring.
Yeah.
And it's where you can use like a bronze or a darker shade and you can shape your face to be like there's some really amazing makeup artists out there where you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, a lot of it is just like a shitload of makeup and lighting, you know, like lighting is really important with that shit. Yeah, no, they're called makeup artists, Becky's an artist,
photographer,
but also an artist.
Oh, thanks.
That counts.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of fun recently, like building the RV.
Yeah,
I had to learn everything. Like, I learned how to sew upholstery. I wallpapered, and like so many other things. Like we did an amazing job, and we get to just like enjoy it every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that those things are considered crafts, but it does feel like art, you know?
There's an art to it for sure.
Yeah.
100%. I was watching a fucking video of like how they used to make lace back in the old, like that took an insane amount of fucking time to do that. I was just like, holy fuck. And now they just have machines for that. Even the top I wear, my mom made this.
Crocheting.
Don't make me look.
Sorry! It's a purple tank top.
Sorry. It's very suggestive.
It's not, is it?
Well, the nude bra, I mean.
Well, I love purple. It's Easter.
I love it. It's like grown-up Easter.
It's grown-up Easter. Okay, now I feel like maybe I should put on it.
No, I like it.
Don't change.
No, crochet is a really cool art form because you can't machine make it. It's too complicated.
Yeah. Knitting they can do. And
you don't think you get AI crochet?
Oh, those are mean pictures of it for sure. But like if you want the physical object, you have to hand make it.
Oh, I wonder if they can get a robot to crochet. That would be interesting.
Not yet, but that would be cool.
Would it though? I don't know. I watched Terminator too many times. Like, it does kind of make me nervous. I'm not gonna lie.
But don't you feel like if robots could take away mundane tasks, then we could really like push the limits of what creativity is?
Oh no, 100%. But we don't have the infrastructure for that because the government needs to make money. So
yeah,
if people aren't working doing those mundane jobs.
No, but if you had AI help.
Yeah, but what are all those people not working going to do for work? Not everyone could be art.
Well, the plan is to actually tax the companies for the robots and AI that they're using. So that you can create like a UBI pool.
Yeah.
Socialism! I'm imagining those people working though. Like,
yeah.
They're like creating products, like, you know, things for your house, for comfort, for leisure. Like, I imagine people want to make those things more than they want to like fill out spreadsheets.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. I've realized over, you know, being 45 that I don't like working at all. I have done a phenomenal job of making money, of just doing things that I like to do. And
great job.
Yeah. I mean, and they're, you know, they're jobs. Those were jobs. Comedy is a job as well. But it's fun and it doesn't feel like work. Once it actually starts feeling like work, I'm out of there. Like, that's just, I'm like, no, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, that's probably why I want to quit comedy right now.
Because it feels like a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there are times where I'm like, oh, no, I like I like just vibing, and I've been getting paid to just be me, and that's really nice, and I like to keep that up. Yeah. I think I'm really good at that.
So I've been telling people, like, that's one of the reasons you do comedy is because you don't do it to, like, get, oh, you do it just so you can be yourself.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I do feel that, yeah, I definitely have learned a lot more about myself by doing comedy.
Yeah, sure. People aren't afraid to tell you, like, how it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's, like, a level of accountability, and, like, you have to, well, I can't say not everyone is self-aware, but it can open up, you know, a level of self-awareness that a lot of other people don't get.
Right.
With the jobs that they have, you know, or
mm-hmm.
or their social stances and stuff like this. We have not talked about drugs at all, which I think is hilarious because we're all kind of fucked up right now.
We did one drug story. That was fun.
We did do one drug story, which is fine. I do kind of want some candy. Becky, you don't do hallucinogenic, do you?
No, I don't.
Why don't you do hallucinogenic?
The tiniest bite will just send me into a spin. I've tried so many times.
Yeah.
People I really love in so many settings, including like the botanical gardens in Brooklyn. And like, yeah, I don't know. I go to therapy, you know?
Maybe. You go to therapy. When the first time you ever took anything, were you afraid to take it?
No.
Like, where was your mind at? What were you thinking about?
I guess probably a little bit. But, like, it was with all the skanks, like, people. And they're, like, so comfortable with it that I wasn't that worried. And I didn't take that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only ever do hallucinogenics at Skankfest, really, except for tonight. But I usually do it at Skankfest.
Oh, really? You're not being on hallucinogenics?
Well, no.
Do you like the feeling?
Yeah, I do. I think they just last too long.
Mm. Oh.
Like after a while, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to be back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, colors are bright. Ooh.
DMT doesn't last that long, but it's a lot stronger.
I've never done it. I'm afraid of that.
DMT is one of my favorites. I have my DMT vape pen.
Right now.
What a treasure.
I do, yeah. It's not as strong as the crystals. But you can, it's a very nice feeling, but yeah, it doesn't last for very long. I do love my DMT vape. I would like some crystal. I was looking into the different types of plants.
What does DMT do?
Oh God. It's the only hallucinogenic. Well, no, I can't say that because I've done peyote. But it's one of the strongest ones where you actually had visuals, where even if your eyes were closed or your eyes are open. For me, I see a lot of swirly stuff and like paisley, kind of like hippie stuff. One time I had smoked and I was by myself. It was during the pandemic. Yeah. And I, you know, I lived on the 20th floor and I just looked outside and everything turned into a cartoon.
That's cool.
Oh my God. It was the most amazing fucking experience. I was just like, yo, this is because I love acid. Acid was the first drug that I ever did.
Yeah.
So I've always loved acid. Mushrooms too, like hallucinogenics have always been my favorite thing. One of the only other things that ever made me see stuff, like actually hallucinate, was being up, you know, like 3-4 days on meth.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that might just be sleep delusion.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah, no, we were definitely sleep deprived.
I'm addicted to sleep, though. That's why I favor.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Oh God, yeah.
I love a nice nap.
I love how much do you get?
Sleep?
Yeah. Tell me.
Like 10?
Yeah, dude. I'm jealous.
All morning.
I am so jealous. I wish I used to be able to sleep like that up until, like, I want to say my mid-30s. Like, I would sleep like 8 to at least 10, sometimes 12 hours. Like, sleep was always my jam. And then now it's like 5 to maybe 7.
Yeah.
What a chain. Yeah. I mean,
this 2 hours.
Huh?
That's 2 hours.
Yeah. No, it's a big difference.
That's not enough sleep.
No. No.
Is that like pharmaceutical changes?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, if I only take my medication, my ADHD meds every once in a while, it will fuck up my sleep schedule. But if I take it more regularly, then I'll get in like, I'll have a decent like sciatic or whatever. Not sciatic.
Yeah.
Circadian rhythm. Yeah. Sciatic and nerve. Completely different things.
Yeah, sciatic and rhythm is all.
Yeah. For the fact that I even remembered either of those things, I'm very impressed with myself. So thank you.
Well, like I recently changed medication, mm-hmm. like just up the dose of Wellbutrin, and it affected my sleep by reducing it 2 hours. And that's great because I was sleeping 10 hours a night.
Oh.
So it's like my main concern was like, I'm wasting my life. In
bed. No, women
are that tired.
Women need more sleep, especially because of, you know, our whole menstrual cycle and stuff.
Yeah.
Women are supposed to actually get like 9 to 10 hours of sleep. Yeah, no, it's actually better for women to get more sleep.
Oh, it causes me deep shame to be so...
Oh my God, this is not a Well, also because going to bed early is difficult.
Going to bed early is brutal.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you gave away your whole day.
What's early, though?
Yeah, what's early for you?
Anything before midnight.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I try to go to bed, especially if I'm, you know, doing kickboxing in the morning. I try to be in bed by 11 because I know I'm not going to turn the light off or whatever until at least 12, yeah. You know, like either be on my phone or reading a book.
I'm looking at my phone until at least 2.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't getting up at 6 a.m. Like
sometimes I do. Yeah. Yeah. If I take the early classes, if I take the 8 a.m.
Oh, but not naturally.
Yeah, no, I have to, like, sometimes I have to take a fucking sleeping pill and, like, go to bed at 10 and then try to at least fall asleep by midnight.
I really don't get it. Like, when I'm up at 8 a.m. and watching people drive, I don't get it.
The morning.
I go to bed sooner.
So many times I have just been, like, going to bed when people are... There was one rave that we went to in Chicago, and it was over Easter weekend, and we had an after hours. These kids rented out this old kind of like abandoned funeral home, which was right across the street from a church. So this rave, this party was on a Saturday night, and it was in some warehouse, and then we go to this after hour. Staff Punk was there.
There was F Punk drunk and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my God. No, and this is the after hours. This was the after hours. And this fucking I had pictures of it.
It'll be sure.
Oh my God. And this is, honestly, this is still like the 90s, maybe very early 2000s. But we're walking out, you know, around 7 a.m. and all these people are dressed in their Sunday fucking best to go to fucking church because. Jesus has risen.
He is risen.
And we are fucking annihilated. Like, I was not sober. Like, I fell. And I remember laughing. And I'm wearing fat pants. Like, I'm wearing these pants.
Like, my Michael jeans?
No. My mom made me these, like, blue and purple iridescent, like, fat raver pants.
Supportive mother.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, she made me one with frogs. I will show you some of my old rave pictures. They're ridiculous.
Yo, Aaliyah, why were we so professional when you came on our podcast that one time?
Which one?
On panties? It was me, Andy, you, and Nate.
Yeah.
We were so professional.
You guys were very respectful and professional.
I don't know.
You guys?
Why? I don't know why.
And did I intimidate you?
I don't know. I think so.
Aww.
I think it was because you were our first guest. We were like, all right, this is our first guest. We gotta be nice.
Are you guys normally mean to your guests?
Oh, we were practicing for Sarah J.
Oh, she would eat you boys alive.
She came on. She...
I know. I helped you out with that.
You're welcome. I remember we were like,
can you help us get a share at Sarah Jade? Yeah, I remember. I think are like me and Sarah Jade the only two people you follow?
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. No, you guys were very sweet.
I was just like, why are we like that?
I think maybe I did make you guys a little nervous.
Yeah, it was the first time we ever talked to a lady we jerked off to.
Yeah. How was that for you?
I don't know. It was weird.
It was weird, right? Or, it's weird because I'm like a real person.
Yeah, I know. I never thought. I was so sorry.
I'd be like, yo, did she like... talks and stuff.
Literally milk people. Like I see every guy just like fucking shut down when they meet you. They just yeah.
And people wonder why I've been thinking about this. I'm like, why don't I like dress more? Because I normally dress up. When I lived in LA, I dressed like a woman, and then I started hanging out in New York, and I'm like, I need fucking t-shirts. I got to wear sneakers because that energy, like, yeah, no comic can't handle that energy, that my sexual energy.
No.
I think it'd be better if there were more girls in comedy. It would be easier to like.
Easier for yeah. them to. Or should I just like let, I feel like chaos will ensue.
I don't think so.
Because there's been a couple of times I have dressed up or even like wearing shorts.
Don't do it in Texas. They got guns out here.
Oh, I mean, I carry a knife. Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, that's one thing I don't need. It's like, well, I mean, I've always said the way I'm going to die is by some crazy fan trying to murder me. Or me killing myself before he kills me to not give him the satisfaction. Like, I will actually slice my own throat if a guy has a gun to my head.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry,
I was going to say, when do you know?
When do I know? Yeah, yeah. If a guy has a gun to my head. Take out the titty knife and just be like, I'll fucking kill myself.
Joke's on you, cocksucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I am that spiteful. I am that level of vindictiveness.
I like it.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. I was raised by a sociopath. Don't I?
That's a great level of petty.
Yeah. Well, it has hurt me in the past, but...
We're working on it.
Where I am, I'm actually really proud of myself in this last situation that I was just in. But anyways, the solar eclipse is coming, and I kind of want to, like, trip for that for some reason, not just, like, microdose.
Oh. That's a solar eclipse would be a good acid thing.
Yeah, I don't have an... We did all the acid over the other holidays. Wow.
What about DMT? How would that react to the solar?
I think that would be pretty rad. I could bring the DMT.
Where would you go? Would you go to a field?
Well, we were talking about...
Fatality in Texas.
Right. Well, we were talking about like going up on some hill because you can actually see the shadow. So if you're up high enough, so that would be kind of cool if we found a cool spot to go to where it was up kind of high and we could hang out and have a picnic or something. By picnic.
My friends sent me a cool hike just outside town. I don't know if you guys would be willing to drive like half an hour.
Absolutely. I have a car for a reason.
Okay. I'll check it out and like let you know.
Yeah, we could carpool too.
Yeah. How about ours?
What day is it? It's on Monday?
Let's yeah.
Wait, oh, the 8th, right?
The 8th, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'll be back that Sunday.
Great. Maybe I'll go do the hike for...
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want a house sit for me? I forgot that we're doing a podcast. And it's like, yo, now we're just having a regular conversation. Sorry. This is what happens when I don't really drink on this podcast. And I didn't take my medication today, so I...
Sorry.
No, like, it's Sunday. I'm not taking fucking meth. I just try to be irresponsible.
Not on the day Jesus came back.
Yeah, he has risen. I was kind of excited. I thought it was going to be werewolf Jesus.
Full moon.
Full moon, werewolf Jesus. Yeah. I love that meme. It's one of my favorite memes. Anyways, all right.
I was thinking about this the other day.
What?
It'd be so funny that, like, if Jesus, when he came back, he rolled the stone away and I was like, God damn. He just like, you come. Motherfucking Romans killed the shit out of me. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
Shit.
Oh God. Yeah, no, some of the He Has Risen memes are they're pretty amazing. I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah.
The internet is undefeated. Whoever is the person just photoshopping that stuff. And it's only a handful of people, I feel like, with the really good ones.
But 50% is bots now.
They're what?
50% of posts now are bots.
Are bots?
Oh my God.
Oh fuck. I hate AI, but I love their memes. They got good memes.
AI swinging up the memes.
That's how they get me. It's through the meme.
You ever see the one where the guy was kicking that alligator? That's pretty cool.
That's old school.
That's first gen AI meme.
Nothing is real.
Or something.
Yeah.
Everything is made up and nothing is real. Well, thank you guys for coming on this wonderful podcast.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's only about 45 minutes to an hour.
All right, cool.
Do you have any other crazy drug stories you want to talk about?
No.
No?
I don't get crazy.
You don't get crazy?
I'm actually pretty contained. I have
one. You seem very chill.
I have one $140 on cartwheels on mushrooms, though.
I can't even do a cartwheel. I cannot. I feel that my arms are shorter than my legs and that and boobs. Yeah. That's another factor.
Yeah. You have many different centers of gravity.
So many.
I was the tallest gymnast.
Yeah. No, I remember. Yeah. Oh. You told me that.
Yeah. You would.
I would not be a good gymnast. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever see the death loop? I don't know.
What the fuck is the death loop?
It was a lady who was on the bars and she like did a backflip and they were like, nobody can ever do this again because it's very dangerous.
Certain loops or whatever. Yeah. No, I've watched a couple of those.
They're really scary.
Yeah. Some of them you're like, God damn.
I got up to that level where I would do those moves, but on like a practice bar where there's like a foam pit at the bottom.
Yeah.
I was too fucking chicken to go to the real thing.
Yeah. That's
fun.
But I mean, yeah, everyone should have a foam pit, I feel like.
Yeah, why don't they actually have a foam pit?
Right?
Yeah.
They just want you to live in terror for like your entire career.
Well, it is the Olympics. There should be some level of like, a 10 should mean something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would purposely fall. Did you guys ever see in New York along the West Side Highway, they have that... gymnast trapeze thing that you could go and do. Have you ever seen that? It's like on top of one of the roofs. It's on the West Side Highway. And it's not like one of those pier things where they have a bowling alley, you could do golf and stuff like that. But yeah, they have a thing where they have the nets and stuff and you could do the trapeze.
Cool.
Kind of stuff. I never did it. I saw it. I'm like, it's so funny when you live in a city like that, I barely ever did any of the touristy things.
Yes. I want to do, here they have this thing called Sandbox VR.
Okay.
Where you're like all in the room and you can play like VR games together.
Okay.
It's like a big walking room. This seems pretty fun.
I've done that. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super fun.
I'm definitely going to do it then.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw, did you guys see the concerts where like people just had the headphones on?
Smiling discos.
Yeah. What, why? I don't, autism?
That sounds lovely.
Why
would you want to go to a disco that is like the subway? Like, you're just
right. You listen to your own thing at any given time. So, where can people find you online?
LMAIRELEE. You can find me on all the social medias, Twitter, X, YouTube, Facebook, Pornhub, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm comedy on there. Sorry, all right, everywhere. Panties and Rough Podcast, please.
Yes, listen. It was a very fun podcast. I did it. I adore them. Let me call them my boys or my football. We did a reverse casting couch and it's very the power back.
Yeah, we're on the couch.
Which is probably why they were married. I'm very nice, so you don't have to be scared of me. No, I'm just kidding. Becky, do you want people to follow you on social media?
Sure. My website's Remember to Be Happy. The 2 is a number, and my socials are on there, and some of my photos and stuff.
Yay. You can find this wonderful podcast at How to Do Drugs Pod on X/whatever that place and Instagram. You can find me, the Aaliyah Janine, on that website. Aaliyah.Janine on Instagram, Aaliyah Janine on Facebook. And that's it. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Happy Zombie Jesus Day. We're going to make lobster risotto now.
And creme brulee.
And creme brulee. Yes, Becky.
Vanilla and matcha flavor.
I'm very excited.
We're going to torch the shit out of it.
Yeah, we are. Oh, I need to refill my torch, actually. Then we got peeps.
Hell yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.